Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the Psychology Department at the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett. What have psychologists found to be one of the most powerful treatments of depression? Everyone has some sadness in their lives, and when sadness persists and becomes severe, a person may be diagnosed as having depression. Depressed people don't feel like moving, and everything becomes such an effort. Psychologist James Blumenthal and colleagues at Duke University have conducted a number of studies of patients diagnosed with major depressive disorder. They used two treatment conditions, exercise and medication. They compared patients' response to aerobic exercise only, antidepressant medication only, or a combination of exercise and medication. After 4.5 months of treatment, patients receiving any of these treatments were significantly less depressed. About 2/3 were no longer depressed. In a follow-up study by psychologist Michael Babiak and colleagues, these same patients were contacted 6 months after the original study. They found that patients who had been in the exercise-only group were more likely to be partially or fully recovered than those who were in the medication or medication plus exercise group. So, though you may not feel like it, one of the best things to do when your mood is low is to tie on those walking shoes and let your feet do the talking. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett.